Don't have a lot on this, but I was intrigued. And for the interests of everyone being as healthy as possible, of course, while we certainly have no medical degree, knowledge, education, you know, what do we know? We take two aspirin, we call our doctor in the morning. That's our advent of our medical capabilities. But this is something I saw on USA Today. It says here that you're twice as likely to die in the next decade if you currently cannot balance on 1 foot for 10 seconds. If you are able to do so, then your life expectancy will be longer. This is according to a peer-reviewed study conducted by Brazilian researchers. It was just published this week in the British Journal of Sports Medicine. And they say that poor balance is linked to frailty in older adults and one's musculoskeletal fitness. It's a prime indicator of declining health.
And they can trip and fall and break a hip or something more easily if they don't have that balance.
And that's basically what was going on. Mm-hmm. 1,700 participants were part of a study aged 51 to 75. The average age was 61. And participants were tracked starting in 2008. Wow, they go back 14 years, actually. We're in 2022.
Well, they didn't consult me. I do that as part of my exercise every day. I stand on 1 foot and balance. Some days it goes very well. Other days, not so good. So I think it can vary from day to day as well.
Well, if that's the case, then you'll be interested to know. They actually say this. Here's what the study says. If you are younger than 70, you are expected to be able to successfully balance for 10 seconds. If you're older than 70 and can do that, you are in a better static balance status than your age peers, and your life should be better off into the future.
And I do it for 15 seconds.
Wow.
So, all right.
Well, there you go. Well, take it for what it's worth, folks.
Mm-hmm.
In the British Journal of Sports Medicine peer-reviewed study, although they do say at the end here, it says the test has its limits. It's an observational study only, say the authors, and as such can't establish cause. Well, it sounds like you did establish cause to me, but that's another story. I don't know. This goes back into the medical reasonings behind all this. All right.
Charlie's going to stand. He's going to try to stand for 10 seconds.
All right,
on
see
if
we can do
foot.
This for 10 seconds. Here we go. And 3, 2, 1, and go. 2, 3. Jonathan, you going to do it the same way? Okay. Jonathan Dent is here in studio doing the same thing. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, I got a future.
There you go. Yeah, how about that?
Now, it doesn't say here left or right foot. That was the right foot. Should I do the left foot now?
You do both.
Do one and then the other. Okay,
right,
here
yeah,
we go.
Right.
Try to, okay, Jonathan and I will do it together again. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All right.
Oh, you guys are stable. You're much better off than I am. I've got to have my arms out and stuff to balance.
Well, you know, it doesn't say. It just says balance on 1 foot. It doesn't say if you're supposed to, you know, lift the other leg up to
or
a certain
to
height.
What,
or
height,
yeah, exactly right.
Right.
But, you know, for something as medically, I'm sure, provable as this, we want to know more. Next time I go to the doctor, I'm going to do that.
That's why I started doing that. It's one of the things my doctor recommended. So, well,
and I understand that. I mean, you go back to what you just said. I mean, for an older, as you get older, falls can be devastating.
Oh, yeah. And stairways and things.
Yeah.
That's why I often think, gee, was it really so smart when we built a two-story house all those years ago? The older I get, the less I like encountering stairs.
Well, it was years ago.
Yeah, right, yeah.
All right, well, balance in 1 foot, folks, and see what you think. We'll put a link up to the podcast segment on this if you want to review it in order to know what's going on. But that's, again, from the British Journal of Medical Medicine and from Brazilian researchers.